Zevi Zupnik, where are you? I hope I don't have to remind you to do your homework again. Are you in the basement? In your room? In the kitchen? Oh, for goodness sakes, where are you, Zevi Zupnik?
Where am I? Why, I'm right here, Mom.
Is that where you are again, Zevi? Sitting on the side of the big reclining chair on the porch, listening to that tape of the magic yarmulke again in your Walkman. What happened to the homework you were supposed to be doing?
Oh, please! Just one second, Mom! This is the best part coming up now! When Hananya Yom Tov Lipa finally gets chosen into the game and hits the ball over the head of Simcha Shtar. Here it comes! Here it comes! Yes! Yes! He did it! He did it! He hit the ball out of the park! Above the head of Simcha Shtar for a home run. Again, the magic goalkeeper comes through in the clutch for Hananya Yom Tov Lipa. And now he's a hero instead of a zero. Oh, is he lucky to have a yarmulke like that? I'd give anything to own one. Anything. Do you think there's any way I can get one, Mom? Please?
Zevi, don't be ridiculous. That magic yarmulke's not real. It's just a story that someone thought up and put on a tape. There's no such thing as a magic yarmulke in real life. Only in someone's imagination.
No such thing? How can that be, Mom? It sounds so real on the tape, just like it's actually happening. I'm just sure that it's true.
Zevi, I don't want to disappoint you, but those are only sound effects that they add onto the tape, and music to make it sound more exciting and realistic. The whole thing is just made up. A magic yarmulke doesn't really exist. Now, Zevi, how about forgetting about the magic yarmulke for now and start doing your homework? At the rate you're going, it'll take you over an hour to finish and get a decent mark.
But that's just it, Mom! If I had a magic yarmulke, it would take me just 3 minutes to finish my homework, and I'd get every single answer perfect, including those for extra credit that only Benji Brilliant knows. I'd be the best kid in the class, the best kid in the school, the best kid in the whole wide universe!
Zevi, please, don't talk like that. You don't have to be the best boy in the class. All I want is for you to try your hardest and do as well as you can. And for that, you surely don't need a magic yarmulke. Now, come on, Zevi. Let's stop dreaming about tapes and start on your homework. You'll see, it'll take much less time than you think if you give it all you've got.
I guess you're right, Mom. Having a magic yarmulke is just a dream.
There you go, Zevi. Now you're talking sense.
But, Mom...
Yes, Zevi?
Don't dreams sometimes come true?
Oh, Zevi...